Today is Thursday, February 11th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We're still watching Killing Eve, and I feel like, there may be a lot of people who love Killing Eve, and I may be disparaging. I'm a fan of a series that runs for a really long time. I'm really a fan of that and on television. And I prefer long books to short books. I prefer television shows to movies because I really like character development. And I like, if I'm enjoying a story, I want it to go as long as it possibly can go. But I feel like there are some stories where they haven't really thought out the long game. And what I mean by that is, if you're really going to have a show that's going to go on for a long time, you need to pace it in such a way that you don't finish your main story and then you're kind of scrounging around to try to figure out, oh, what are we going to do in the next season? Now, I realize that a lot of TV shows, they don't know if they're going to get another season. They're like, we've got this story to tell and we're going to do it. If it does good, then we're going to, if it does well, actually is better grammar. If it does well, then we'll have another season and we'll see how it goes. But we're going to tell this story this season. I understand that. But for whatever reason, I feel like Killing Eve, they had a good story for the first season. And they had a really good, compelling story. And I don't know if they brought the two together too quickly. Maybe they should have saved that for future seasons. It's kind of like when you have this romantic tension between two main characters in a show. Actually, it's exactly like that. And then you bring them together and immediately the quality of the show, the interestingness of the show falls off and they lose viewers, and then eventually it gets canceled because it's done that. Well, I feel like Killing Eve is, the first season was really good. I really enjoyed it. I was really watching every episode and wanting to go on to the next one and the next one and the next one. And I feel like by season three, which is what we're on now, that they really had run out of runway and they're trying to think of other things to bring in to extend it because it's a popular show. Sandra Oh has won Emmys, I believe, for it. I'm not sure. I'm probably pulling that out of my butt, but I feel like she has won some Emmys or Golden Globes or something. And so we're still watching it, but I kind of think, well, they ran out of stuff and they really had to rack their brains. Okay, what are we going to do in the next season? I could be completely wrong, but that is how I feel about it. So we watched that last night. I cooked my version of either butter chicken or chicken tikka masala. It's kind of a mixture of the two. And I usually put sugar. It's a tomato sauce, and I usually put some sugar in there. And I put garam masala. It's a whole bunch of different spices that kind of form an Indian blend. You have clove and nutmeg and coriander and cumin and all of this other stuff that I put in there. And usually I would put a little bit of heavy cream and a little bit of yogurt as well. And I've taken out the heavy cream, the yogurt, and the sugar. But I decided, okay, I'm going to put in Truvia, which is, I believe it's stevia or stevia. Daniel keeps correcting me on mix minus. I think it's stevia. So I thought, I'm going to put in stevia. And I did it last week I made, or week before I made it as well, because I'm doing Weight Watchers and sugar has a lot of points. And so I'm trying to build meals that have as little points as possible so that if I'm super hungry, I can eat as much of it as I want and not have to worry about all the points. So I made this. Well, all artificial sweeteners tend to have a bitter aftertaste. And I had made it last week, and I thought I didn't really notice a bitter aftertaste. And so I made it last night, and I also added a little bit of tomato paste and some ginger, and I made a couple of changes to it. I put some cauliflower and carrots to beef it up a little bit. But Mark says to me, and sorry, my chair is squeaking. I really have got to bring up the office chair and get rid of this old chair that I'm using because it really is squeaking a lot. But I make it and I serve it to Mark. Well, as I've told you guys a million times, I am a people pleaser. Mike Lawson would even call me, he would say that I have social anxiety. I don't like confrontation. I want to please everyone. I don't want to be on anyone's bad list, naughty list, whatever the case may be. I don't like to say no because I don't like the negative blowback from saying no to someone. I do say no sometimes, but it's very stressful for me. And that carries over into my cooking for Mark. So I cook for Mark, and I'm always worried that he's not going to like something. And there's already difficulties because, again, he comes from a different country. He has a different taste than I do. And I assume a lot of it is because he's from a different country and they cook differently. And they have different recipes. And so every time I cook something, I think, oh my gosh, he's probably not going to like this. So now that when I'm on a diet, it's even harder because when you're on a diet, you have to make some compromises and you know things are not going to taste quite as good. At least in my experience, it's very hard to maintain flavors of things when you have to edit them to fit on whatever diet plan that you're on. If you're on low carb and you're eating cauliflower pizza crust, that's not going to taste like a regular pizza crust. So I knew that it might have a bitter aftertaste, but I really wanted that sweetness in the sauce because it really needs a sweetness along with the other spices. At least I think it does. And so I did it. And he takes one bite and he looks at me and goes, "This is not about your cooking, so don't get upset with me." He says, "But why is it so bitter? It needs something to balance out the bitterness. What have you changed?" And I said, "Well, I used stevia instead of sugar, and stevia sometimes has a bitter aftertaste. And, you know, tomatoes are also acidic, so tomatoes can be bitter depending on the can. You know, each time you open a can of tomatoes, there might be a little bit of a different taste. One might be more acidic than another one, or if you use a fresh tomato." And so I said, you know, and I added carrots and cauliflower, but other than that, it's pretty much the same. Anyway, but I felt so bad because, again, I want everything to be perfect and I want him to love everything, but also I knew that I was making a sacrifice and it might not taste exactly the same as it did when I used sugar, but I was making that choice because of Weight Watchers. So, I don't know. It's difficult to be me is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't know how to not have the bitter flavor but also have the sweetness that I want and also be within the points that I want. It's a conundrum. It's a puzzle. I'm not really sure how to solve it. So I did that. We cooked, we ate, yada, yada. And we did have it with rice. And I thought I would start adding a little bit of cauliflower rice to regular rice to reduce the number of points, but kind of bulk it up again because I get hungry. But also, you know, maybe that reduces a little bit of the arsenic intake since we were talking about that a few episodes ago. But I didn't. I was lazy. I didn't make the cauliflower rice last night. So I just had rice. And tonight I really want eggs and bacon again, and I'm probably just going to do that, even though I've already done it once this week. I'm in the mood to do that again, so I'm probably, and it's easy. It's a super simple thing to do. I bake the bacon, I don't cook it in a frying pan, so it's pretty easy. already told you guys I have two broken laptops. I'm so irritated about that. And I was supposed to have a haircut tomorrow, but Mark today at lunch, Mark says, "Hey, you really need to check and see if the air compressor is going to work for you, because you know your tire is flat and you're supposed to go to your haircut tomorrow." And he said, "Also, isn't it too icy for you to go?" And then I thought about it, and yeah, we're having ice right now, and it's affecting the roads. And my car is not good, and it's a 5-hour trip. I mean, my car is great, but my car is a sports car. So I had to cancel my haircut. Wah, wah. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.